or drag or hire over.
Now, were there different kinds of these that you used?
I've seen it full of this kind, full of what's called drag tire with spikes in it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just take a drag and make it out of lumber or logs or something to smooth it.
Did you ever see a kind of a cart that had just two wheels on it and didn't have any brake on it, and it had a kind of a rudder in the front kind of thing, and the only way you could get that thing to stop, it might be pulled by a mule or something, the only way you get it to stop, you have to push the load to the front. It's just a two-wheeled cart. Did you ever have anything like that? I saw one up in around Emmett in Sullivan County. A man called it a go-devil.
I've heard talk of go-devil, but I don't know that I ever saw one.
Uh-huh. Okay. And if you were sawing wood with a cross-cut saw, you might put the wood up in a
rack.
All right. And then these other things that are shaped like an A, kind of an A-frame, that you might put a board across. Let's say at a church supper, if they didn't have a tables, and they might make tables by putting boards, laying boards out across these things, kind of shaped like this.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what to call this.
Well, some people call them horses, and some people call them sawhorses, or like if you were going to saw a plank with it, you couldn't use a wood rack to saw a plank very well, could you?
Well, no. Yes, I have. You could use it, but
okay.
Made on the same style.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're talking about a different horse, or you're talking about a...
Well, some people call them trestles.
Trestle, that's what I was trying to think of right then. I know what you're talking about now.
Sure.
You got down to this.
Uh-huh.
It takes two of them, then a...
Yeah. That's right.
That comes down to trestle, sure, that's right.
Sure. And then you get up in the morning, if you were using a straight razor, you were going to shave, you might use a...
Straw.
And then you might use a comb on your hair, or you might use a...
Brush.
And then something that... And when you were doing that, you'd say, you wouldn't say, I've got to comb my hair, you'd say, I've got to...
Yeah.
Same thing.
Brush your hair.
Sure. And then in a shotgun, you use a shell, shotgun shell. But in a rifle, they put in a
cartridge.
Now, did you ever make something for your any kind of outdoor toys for your kids to play on? Did you ever make something like you might take a stump and then.
Like a seesaw?
Yeah. And then that's now another kind is that you put a peg in and maybe just one board and they sit on either end of it and spin around. That's right.
Spin around. I've got the name for you right there.
Well, there are several possibilities. Some people call them ridey horses. And some people call them flying jennies. Some people call them merry-go-rounds.
Merry-go-round.
Some people call them whirligigs.
Well, now, I was trying to get them all, bring them together and get one out of them, and I couldn't do it.
You used any one of those?
No, I don't remember it. I haven't made one. Right. I've seen them all.
Okay. And then with a coal stove, if you had a coal stove and you had a coal pile outside, but you might have a little something that you might just keep a small amount of coal in close, in next to the stove.
Tell me what they're called, Mama. I'm getting I've got one out here now.
Yeah.
Full of coal sitting on the porch. I brought it in the winter and haven't carried it off yet.
Uh-huh.
If I had to build a fire like Christmas. A hodge, is it?
A hodge, yeah, okay. Now the thing that you use out on the outside you were gonna move sand or dirt around in, it has one wheel and two handles.
Wheelbarrow.
And something to sharpen a side with.